880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, get ready. We've got a super, super show. We've got the Miami Commercial Real Estate Update with perhaps the most loquacious real estate guy in town other than me, Mike Fay. We're going to talk about the current real estate market conditions for all the product types in all South Florida. It's going to be fun, fast-paced, I guarantee it. And then we're going to have our special UHealth guest, Dr. Shireen Shazfar. Oh, my God, I got to practice this a little bit before she comes on. She's the director of the Pulmonary Hypertension Clinic at the University of Miami. And we're going to talk about high blood pressure, which is a killer, but this type of high blood pressure, you don't know until you're almost down with it. So you got to stick with us, protect yourself, protect the people you care about. And then in the last segment, I'm going to talk about my thoughts behind my article that I was quoted in the Wall Street Journal this week. That's right. This is really now the Wall Street Business Network. I was quoted this week in the journal about the big shopping center planned for out by Northwest Dade. I'll talk about that in the final segment. But right now, the market went down. Market went up. Dollar went down. We'll be back with Mike Fay in just a minute. D, the show is yours.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, Mike, this one's just for my friend Mike Fay. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, the UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
All right. And if you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, get ready. We've got Mike Fay. He's the principal managing director in Miami for Avison Young. He's the prominent commercial real estate rainmaker, almost as much rain as me, Mike.
Listen, somebody's got to make the rain, but hey, put on your slickers. Let's go.
All right, well, let's go. No more introduction. He already introduced himself with that one, so stick around. We're going to do a couple of segments. We're going to talk about the Miami real estate market. So, Mike, everybody talks residential. Everybody talks condo. Let's talk retail.
Jim, I have an email. Let me get to this email first, and I'll get back to you.
So, all right.
What do you want to talk about now?
Okay. I want to talk about retail. And hey, by the way, high five to the email people. We'll be on break, and he'll be able to do the emails after he's done with his first segment. Now, Mike, what about the retail market? You know, there's not a lot of big box space left. It looks to me like the next real big retail play is underneath some of these buildings, but the buildings aren't built for retail. They're built for office and apartments. What's going on with retail?
I think you're going to see more deals coming down, more deals getting torn down, more properties getting torn down. And I think that, you know, when you're limited with the Biscayne Bay to the one side of us and you've got the Everglades, it feels like we're an island like New York City, but at the end of the peninsula in South Florida. So we're in a nice spot here.
All right. So you're telling me that you think that the retail is going to be really a lot of focus of redevelopment then? That's what you're thinking?
Absolutely. And I think that there'll be repurposing of other properties up and down all the major corridors up and down South Florida. And where they weren't, they will be. And I think that you'll say, hey, what was going to fit there? It wasn't what was right, but now it is. So we're going to have a lot of buildings torn down and redone. I do think that there will be high rises that will come back around, and you'll see much more of a planning stage in those buildings to accommodate the larger retailers as opposed to just the afterthought of a condo building saying, oh, well, let's throw in retail. It works from a financial standpoint, but now we're going to really see it fitting in.
Oh, great. So you're going to tell me that we're going to finally get some functional retail on the ground level?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we're starting to see a little more of that today.
Yeah, and another thing that you mentioned that I think didn't come out too clearly is somebody really has to be able to see the future to be in real estate today, because especially down here in Miami, things are moving and turning so fast that it's just getting out of hand. Now, we all know that transportation's a problem. What do you think is going to happen with the commercial real estate market as transportation, it becomes more difficult to go from submarket to submarket, Mike?
Well, I think really what's going to happen is people are going to be living more and more within their donuts, and that's really where it's going to be. So you're going to start to see certain areas, whether it's an urbanization of certain quadrants or actually other areas around Miami. So you might have in the suburban area, if you take a look at a couple of projects, look at the difference between Brickell City Center and World Center. Those are two donuts that are going to be basically living areas, but then crossing over with each other. You also go up north, and you'll start to see stuff outside the Sawgrass Mall. They're talking about an urbanization out in that area. So you start to see these areas creeping up, downtown Dayland, just to add different factors up and down our whole wonderful South Florida market.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I describe it as the city-state creation here in South Florida, where each little neighborhood's going to be its own city-state. It'll be fully integrated with all the land uses. And if you want to go to live in one and work in another, well, you're going to either have to leave at 6:30 in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning to miss rush hour. We're getting more and more like Los Angeles every day.
Absolutely. But, you know, I have a quote from my father from many years ago. He always says, Miami, we're like living on an anthill going in and out of the same hole all the time.
Fair enough. You left me speechless with that one, Mr. Fay.
And Jim, it takes a lot to get that going sometimes.
It does. Now, we don't talk a lot about industrial, but I know that your office does a whole bunch of industrial. What's going on in the industrial market? And let's break it into two. The industrial institutional market and the user owner occupant market.
Well, you know, let's talk about the institutional side first. You know, the institutional is great. There's a lot of money chasing a lot of deals. Miami is really on the map from so many different areas. Why is that? You know, we've got the expansion of the port. We've got the Panamax Canal. We have all the things coming in up this way. Outside of that, there are other areas with the opening of Cuba possibly coming up. We see a lot of different issues as well as logistics coming in. So with the railroad, with all the things that are starting to come in with our air flights, air and sea, it's great. So under the institutional side, money is chasing deals and they're chasing yield and they're trying to get in on the game. And it's hard at times to really make something happen that is, one, supply is tough. I mean, it really is. So you got to build. So it's almost today forget buying existing. You got to build for it. So I think that you're going to start to see much more building of space.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody comes to me. They go, well, find me a deal in Miami. I go, no.
Yeah.
No. How do I do a deal in Miami? I go, you go to Broward.
Well, you know, you go Broward, you know, or go points north, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Mike, we talked a little bit about the institutional market. I know you have a real big practice in the individual investor, smaller tenant, industrial market. What's going on there? Because I got to believe those people are running out of space.
Well, you take a look. If you're talking about an investor on the institution on the industrial side, it is always a tough find also for that small bay industrial building, 50,000 square feet, 35,000 square feet or plus when you start getting into the institutional area. It's tough. It's tough for those buyers to find deals. But the private clients that own those are starting to experience nicer rent growth. They're starting to see their vacancies peel away if there are any. And then, of course, the tenants themselves. The tenants are finding that their businesses are getting better and they're looking to increase their space. What does that mean? They either have to move or they've got to turn around and try to fit with what they've got.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about a trend in real estate that I've been observing that you've been a part of for many years. And that's the combination of the new firms entering into the market. I know that you just went with Avison Young after many, many years with the other brand, and before that being unbranded. How important is the Avison Young brand to you, and what do you expect it to do for you in the next few years?
Well, Avison Young has really been a great opportunity for us. What does it mean? You know, they're the fastest growing commercial real estate firm in the globe right now. Their growth has been unprecedented with any other commercial real estate firm. So what does that mean for us? They have gone out and acquired and or recruited top people in each market. So they've gone middle tier brokers all the way up until the top tier brokers. So while we might not have as many brokers that some of the other larger national firms claim, the ones we do have are top-notch, and they're the real deal people. So for us, when we're sending out business across the country and we're working deals down here in South Florida and or around the state and or around the country regionally, every single one of these people are great. What else do I like about it? We're a principally led firm. Every single one of these people have got a pure investment in this company. So yes, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's different dealing with principals and partners. You know, when you work with different groups across the country, partners count.
It sure does. And it sounds to me like you guys are really trying to attract some of the real thought leaders. And I don't think you need a huge team. I think you need a right team. And it sounds like they're really working hard to right size this opportunity for you. Now, they're in every market in Florida, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, pretty much every market except for Jacksonville right now. And, you know, we're always looking. So I think that at the same time, you know, the firm has got a great growth program, you know, across Europe, Latin America, and other areas, as well as filling in a couple of smaller gaps across the country, which we're in the middle of. So, you know, we just announced Minneapolis and Indianapolis. So we've got some great firms that have came in there. Other than that, you know, we're pretty much doing great.
All right. So that's terrific. And you kept the core of your team together and you're adding some new people to build from within. You know, I always thought that I believe that real estate is a mentorship business. So it's real important to have people that are involved day to day to be invested in your business. So it sounds to me like you really have been set up for some good success. You know, let's talk a little bit. We've only got a couple minutes in this segment left. I want to hit on something that won't take too long. So, gosh, we talk forever. It all takes too long.
You know, I think we're the only two guys that talk as fast as anybody else. I actually had a guy tell me the other day, hey, can you slow down for 1 second? By the way, it was coming from a New Yorker.
Yeah, I know.
So I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, I thought I had to catch up to him, but he was catching up to me.
Well, that's what happens when you blend Cafe Cubano and Gatorade. Listen, let's take a break now. We'll take a little early break. We'll have a little bit more for the next segment. Stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun talking commercial real estate here in South Florida with Mike Fay, one of the top commercial real estate brokers and business owners here in South Florida. We'll be back after THIS.
Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends, your friends, everybody's friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Mike, I got something that you and your team should be looking at. It's the 37th annual NFL Alumni South Florida Golf Classic, and it's going to be March 20th to 21st, and of course, it benefits their Caring for Kids. So if you want more information, call my good friend, Howard Fabian, at 305-987-6041, or call Dolphin Great Larry Ball at 954-632-8173. This event sells out. It is terrific. If you want to golf against some of the best NFL players that are in town, make sure you call Howard Fabian at 305-987-6014. There's foursomes, twosomes, and sponsors available. It's March 20th and 21st. And I want to make sure you join me at the Opal Real Estate they're going to be coming here at the end of the month. And if you want more information on the Opal Real Estate Conference, call my friend Lauren Shirabi. She's at 212-532-9898, extension 276. Again, you want to reach high net worth investors from all over the world? Come to the Opal Real Estate Conference with me. Call my friend Lauren Shirabi, 212-532-9898, extension 276.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-228-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with a second segment with Mike Fay. He's a principal, that means owner, and managing director in Miami for Avis & Young. He's a big shot, he knows all the deals, and he's my buddy, and we are going to have a great time talking about real estate, Mike, and now we are going to talk
Jim,
about...
Jim, wait a second. Hold on. You know what? That song, Good Vibrations, was that done for me?
That was just for you, Mike.
Come on. A surfing, wakeboarding guy like me. I got to tell you, the love you give to me on the show is just too much. Everybody that's out in the audience right now, I got to tell you, it's sitting here with Jim right now is no different than shooting the breeze with him having lunch. It's just, it's the same thing.
That's all I want to do, Mike. I want to have two guys having lunch, and everybody wants to listen in to two guys having lunch. So, and stick with us. I got another cute song for you on the way out of this segment, too, just for you. Yeah, Surfer Dude, Island Boy. Next one will be Island Boy related. I'll give you that tip.
I thought it was Island Girl.
No, Island Boy related. Island Girl, I don't have Elton John on the loop today. So, Mike, let's talk residential. Let's talk rental residential first, okay? What do you see going on in rental residential? Because I see that you can't make the numbers work anymore.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that everybody's running around this town looking for great sites, and they want to figure out how to make it work. And again, the money's out there to make it work. So the question is where and how much and the demand. So when you're starting to look around in our areas, you know, take a look at Coral Gables, take a look at South Miami, take a look at downtown Miami. So the numbers are starting to work. When you cannot afford to start there and buy certain condos that are trading at $500 to $2,000 a square foot. So it makes it affordable. They're coming up with unbelievable amenities that make you feel like you're living in a great place, but you're renting. So that's how they're going to get the higher dollars. So it's a better amenities, make you feel like you're living in a really posh place.
And how about condo? What do you think about condo?
I love it personally. I mean, I think that's the only way to really create this city, and I think it's a great way that we've seen such an unbelievable growth. You know, if you look at this, I just was reading a couple segments. Miami is the sixth wealthiest city now in the globe. And you know, you look at some of the numbers. You know, you have London, then you have New York, and then you've got several, you know, Singapore and other areas, and Shanghai, and all of a sudden, there's Miami. It's unbelievable. The top 40 wealthiest cities in the globe, and here we are. And if you think back 20 years ago,
when we grew up and it was a redneck town.
Yeah, you know exactly right. You know, it was amazing. You know, you had to
Porky's.
You had to beg institutional investors to even look at this town, and now they're clamoring to be here.
I just love it. I love it. All the new investors, all the guys that are at least our age that they used to say, "No way, no way, no way." Come to Atlanta and meet me. Now they're on the Atlanta shuttle all the time. It's really cool. So we've talked about retail. We've talked about condo. We've talked about resi. We've talked about industrial office. What's up with office? Because I got to think that office is the next hot investment because office rates are going up and people need alternative uses for some of these sites.
Well, you know, that's a really great point. If you start there and looking around in all the different markets, you know, office rental rates are going up. You know, if you're Doral, Coral Gables, Aventura, downtown Miami, you know, there are a lot of other sites available. So I think there will be some other mixed use, and they will be an office consideration in a lot of these new development deals. It's hard to sometimes make some of those numbers work, but again, you know, when you're the only game in town, you're going to have something. I don't think we've had a new office building built since maybe 1450 and 600 Brickell. So, you know, you start looking at some of the newer buildings that are, take up for office space, it's really kind of a neat situation. I think that there's opportunity. Again, it will be more of a live, work, play. You'll have much more amenities around you. You know, our office is in the Gables. I can walk out of our office and have 30 restaurants within 3 blocks.
And live like a block away.
And it's phenomenal.
And the hotel's behind you.
Yeah, well, we've got 2 hotels within 2 blocks of us. So, you know, 2020 Ponce is a great example where our new office is going to be. And when 2020 Ponce, again, you're still in the thick of it. You're within walking distance of anything. So it's a great situation.
Oh, it goes right back to your thing about, I don't know if you called them donuts or whatever, but people living in concentrated areas where there are diverse real estate opportunities and they don't have to go out.
No, I mean, you know, where we live in, you know, Coral Gables, South Miami, and we live within a, you know, we live in our hole in our donut. You know, that's where it is. We live within a 3-mile radius, and that's what it is.
Now, Mike, I know you do a lot of work with high net worth investors. What are some of your high net worth customers telling you now as they look at the real estate market? What's the high net worth investors' view as they tell it to you?
Well, it's kind of a couple different things. You know, with the market doing as well as it is, so you have the stock market pulling at them. You also have all the money chasing different deals. So they're looking to how to deploy their capital in the best way. Real estate always offers a different use of funds. It always offers different tax advantages, different growth advantages. But again, you have management issues as opposed to being in an investment with one of the larger institutional firms that are managing your money. So for us, you know, we are helping them try to pick out what is best. Is it a good time to sell? Is it a good time to reinvest? Is it a good time to do a 1031 exchange? How are we building value for their properties and assets? So we look at it from a holistic standpoint and then help them figure out what to do. So, you know, they are
Sounds like you have a whole team that does this.
We actually have a family office practice group. And that family office practice group is really a great thing where we handle all the clients, whether they're foreign family offices to groups that handle multiple family offices. So it's really a great situation.
You know, this is
and
the
I
first...
know that you do this too. Don't I mean?
Yeah, I do it. I do it. But you're the first firm that I've spoken to that has this type of a practice. Yeah, I've been networking and doing business now in the family office world for a long time. You know, I work for the Katz family. You know, we call it Mayan Properties.
Sure.
Our vehicle that the Katz family. I'm the director of investments for that. And so yeah, I've been heavily involved in delving deeper into the family office world. It's really exciting. And there aren't a lot of good service providers, and it's very opaque purposefully. So when people can get together and feel comfortable and get a nice hot reference into the firm by a family office, it's really great. So it sounds
absolutely.
To me like you got
absolutely.
It working.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been working on this for the last 2 years, and I did a lot of study on it earlier on. So you know what? It's a definite needed area, and there's a lot of, you know, issues when people come into the country and they want to look at what they're doing. So it works for us.
Okay, now talk about residential. Are you seeing much residential? Because there really isn't any horizontal residential land left except in South Dade.
Well, you know, horizontal, yes. South Dade is really the spot where it's going. And I will tell you, Homestead, Florida City, those markets have picked up dramatically in what we've seen in the last couple of, in the last 2 years. So, yeah, there is. There's stuff that's coming up and down from Kendall Drive all the way south. And, you know, you've got pockets. If you, even Broward County, you have pockets. So, but the issue is you got to find the right pocket. You got to find the right demand. You got to find the right segment for each one. So it's kind of... I don't want to say hit and miss, because what people are building, they are selling.
Now, tell me a little bit. We've only got 3 minutes left. I'd like to use it to talk about your real estate business, because I always describe myself as a real estate business person. We do investing. We make loans. We are sort of like a private equity. And then we also broker third-party transactions. We've only got a couple more minutes left. Tell me a little bit about your practice, elevator speech, and then how people find you.
Well, it's very simple. It's Michael Fay at avisandyoung.com. So that's pretty. Michael.Fay@avisandyoung.com. You know, Jim, we are like a lot of other firms. We just like to differentiate ourselves. You know, we get to put our clients first. It allows us to do that. And the Avis and Young has helped us achieve that. So we don't have to worry about running our business and doing other things. We get to physically go out and work on the clients. So that's a big thing. But you know what? We do office, you know, we do office, industrial, retail, multifamily. We do a hotel, and we do a lot of large land tracts. You know, we've done a lot of great deals all across the state of Florida, as well as representing a lot of other corporate clients and private institutional groups. It goes across the gamut.
Well, let me tell you what you guys bring to the table. What you guys bring to the table, at least in your Miami office, is high-quality people that are trustworthy and extraordinarily knowledgeable and bring not only financial capability, but what I like to call real estate intellectual capital. You have the depth and breadth of real estate knowledge that really helps people execute their transactions, Mike. And I really want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, Jim, thanks. And again, you know, as that intellectual capital there, with having great partners like Donna Abood and John Crotty, and those are really great folks. And again, we would not have been here without Pike Rally doing a lot of the work with us. Getting us to Avis and Young, and of course all the partners across the country, having Mark Rose as our global CEO, and Mark, Mark has done a great job on strategy, as well as Earl Webb, who's really helped on this, for the whole country being a president. So it's great.
It sounds like they're expanding. It sounds like they have a great team. We've got a minute here. I want to talk a little bit. We've only got a minute. I want to have people learn a little bit about you personally. What's your most prominent charity that you work with, Mike?
We've worked with Informed Families for years, History Miami. You know, we've done a lot. I'm on the Orange Bowl committee, so it's a lot of fun working with all those. And again, we support many, many groups as a firm. So, you know, we have probably a list of 30 different charities we support. So it's a great situation. We'd love to give back. Community is huge.
Okay, one last time, Mike. Tell them how to get you on email. And for the Jets fans out there, tell your phone number, but go real slow.
Perfect. It's Michael.Fay, F-A-Y, at avisandyoung.com. And my phone number is 305.
Go slow.
305-446-0011. That's the main office number. Anybody can reach me there. And if you want my cell, I'll even give you that. I am a 7-Eleven. I am a convenience store for our clients. 305-495-0003. How many people give you that? That's because I'm on your show with you, Big Jim.
You're the man, Mike, and I can't wait to have you back. This was great. We're going to have Mike back real soon. We're going to go to break, then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the silent killer, high blood pressure, and a specific type of high blood pressure called pulmonary hypertension. That's going to be our U Health segment right after this. Stick with us. Mike Fay, high five to you, bro.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. 'Cause every day we pay the price. We're the living sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming. All right. We ran long on the music there because me and Mike were doing the real estate high five love guy chest bump thing. Mike, thanks again for coming in. Good luck on your drive to where you're going. We know it's a little nuts out there, you know. And if you were in a Warren Henry vehicle, you'd definitely have a safe drive, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. With a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge will guide you through your visit, and they will generate a customized preventive health plan for you to help you stay feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. So trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business just like me. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
We've got a couple accidents in Broward County. Two lanes are blocked, the right lanes. This is on the Sawgrass Expressway, northbound after Lyons Road. Also, I-75 northbound before 595 and Sawgrass Expressway. An accident there. An accident on the shoulder, 95 northbound at Oakland Park Boulevard. And also an accident, this is 95 northbound at Cypress Creek Road. Disabled vehicle, this is on the Palmetto Expressway southbound before Northwest 67th Avenue. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the show. If you missed the first half, it was all commercial real estate with my good buddy Mike Fay. It'll be up on our website probably by Friday night or Saturday. You can get that at www.freedonbusiness.com. You can hear me and Mike Fay kick it around and talk commercial real estate in South Florida. I had fun. I know Mike had fun. I hope you guys had fun, too. And hey, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And in about a minute, we're going to talk about high blood pressure caused by the pulmonary hypertension. So what brings UHealth to the table is that they're big. You know, it has more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, their office in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one in the U.S. News, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 11 years in a row. And it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
No, I feel nice, like sugar and spice, and I'm getting ready to talk about hypertension. We're here with Dr. Shirin Shahrazad. Boy, I butchered that, didn't I, Doc?
That would also have business applications with high amount of security there.
Hello, doctor. Hello, doctor. D, where's my doctor? She hung up? All right. Well, hopefully she'll call back. Anyway, what everybody needs to know is that high blood pressure is not just hypertension. That's what they measure in doctor's offices every time you have an appointment. But this high blood pressure is really looking at how the left side of your heart works. You know, there's another kind of high blood pressure that involves the right heart, right side of the heart, and the lungs. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. This high blood pressure in the lungs is called pulmonary hypertension, or PAH. I can't say pulmonary arterial hypertension. You know, PAH is a chronic life-changing disease that can lead to right heart failure if left untreated. D looks like he's talking to the doctor. Was that the doctor, D? Is that the doctor now? Doctor, are you there?
I'm here, but you know what? Your connections are not correct. I'm getting two or three different.
Yeah, there's a bleed. You guys have to clean the line. I hear the bleed over, too. Okay, that's clean. I hear it clean now. How about you,
Perfect.
Doc?
Perfect. That's great.
All right, I butchered your name, so I'm going to try it again. I'll butcher it again, and then I'm just going to apologize again.
We're on with
Dr. Shirin Shahrazad.
Very good.
Oh, awesome. So I read about what we're talking about, but you're the expert. Help me out. You know,
I get
blood pressure taken all the time, but my wife has kidney disease, and so I know all about high blood pressure being a silent killer.
Yeah, and this one is a different one, because when we talk about the blood pressure that you get at your doctor's office, we're looking at the left side of the heart. But when we talk about pulmonary hypertension, we're actually talking about the right side of the heart. The heart has four chambers, and it's two big pumps, the left side and the right side. And the right side is responsible for getting all that blood from the body into the lungs through the pulmonary arteries. And that's where, once it gets into the lungs, the blood can pick up the oxygen that it needs to give us the oxygen that our muscles need to do everything that we do every day and to live. So when someone has pulmonary hypertension, what's happening is that the pressures in those arteries on the right side of the lung are going up. The arteries in the lungs are getting kind of small and narrow, and the pressures keep on building up higher and higher, and eventually the right heart says, you know what, I can't pump through anymore, and then you're in trouble when that happens.
Wow. I mean, you know, you hear about these sudden things that happen out of nowhere. This isn't something that happens out of nowhere, but it appears sudden. I mean, what kind of symptoms does this have?
The symptoms are so subtle that sometimes people don't even think about pulmonary hypertension. That's why this is such a great opportunity that you've given me to sort of get the awareness out there for everyone. So usually someone may say, and in one form of pulmonary hypertension, especially called pulmonary arterial hypertension, where young women in their 20s, 30s, 40s are more likely to get this condition, the person says, you know what, I'm kind of run down, I'm a little bit short of breath, I'm not walking as fast as I used to, or if they're athletic, I can't run as fast as I used to. And, you know, people don't even think about pulmonary hypertension because it is so gradual in onset and the symptoms are so vague. You know, when you say you're tired or you're a little bit short of breath, you can think of so many other reasons why. I'm getting old, yeah, especially if you're getting old or if you're a little bit of weight on, you know, extra weight. So all of those makes it difficult sometimes to make the diagnosis, and the doctors need to be aware that there is a possibility that this person has pulmonary hypertension.
Now, who are the people that gets this stuff?
There's a lot of risk factors for it. In the pulmonary arterial hypertension category, you can have people who just get it out of the blue. Unfortunately, we don't know why that happens. And then there are those who have a previous history of diseases like scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis. These are called connective tissue diseases.
Okay.
In essence, it's the body attacking itself.
Ooh.
And it can attack the lungs, the heart, the pulmonary arteries, and all the other body parts.
So that's like an autoimmunity thing?
Autoimmune, exactly. And those people are at risk for getting pulmonary hypertension. Some people with liver disease end up getting pulmonary hypertension. Some people who have heart disease, for whatever reason, if they were born with a heart problem, even though it may have been fixed, depending on when it got fixed, the problem, or repaired, they may end up still having pulmonary hypertension. And then there are other categories where people have longstanding lung disease like emphysema, like COPD, and they just don't have enough oxygen in their body to begin with because of the lung problem. And over time, it could damage the pulmonary arteries and cause pulmonary hypertension.
Now, is this more going to be in women, men? Is it like race-related?
Well, in pulmonary arterial hypertension, that first category where, you know, we're talking about the autoimmune diseases and the stuff that happens without us knowing why, that tends to be more in women. In fact, like 3 or 4 times more common in women than it is in men. And it is bad because it happens in these women who are very young. They have young families often, and so it strikes them at a very key time in their lives. In other categories, like the lung disease category or those people who get clots through their pulmonary arteries and then later on develop pulmonary hypertension, that can happen to anyone.
Wow. Now, how about pregnant? Well, you know, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to make sure we hit the stuff you really want to get out there.
Sure.
You know, pregnant women are at risk for this, but I wanted to get to something at the end because I'm kind of old. I'm like 50-something, and I remember when one of my parents' friends died because they took this drug combination to lose weight called Fen-Phen.
Absolutely.
What's the story? Is that still out there?
No, they don't have Fen-Phen, fortunately, anymore because of all the bad things that happened. But in the 80s, there was a big chunk of the population who took Fen-Phen, and unfortunately, they ended up getting pulmonary hypertension, also some valve problems with, and many other heart problems. So, yes, Fen-Phen. And nowadays, we unfortunately, people who, for whatever reason, use methamphetamines, they're at risk for pulmonary hypertension as well.
Well, you got to go through the med school library and tell them all that.
Absolutely.
Now we've only got a couple of minutes left, Doc. So why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you? Because people are probably sitting there going, oh my God, I might have this.
Yeah, so the one thing is I want to make sure that, you know, not to start a panic attack. There are many reasons for someone being short of breath, obviously. Like a panic attack, exactly. And so they need to be addressed first. But if all the reasons have sort of been worked through and your doctor hasn't come up with something, then maybe there is pulmonary hypertension. So that's number one. And then obviously to pay attention to your symptoms. If they're getting worse, you have to seek care. So University of Miami, the good thing is we have a very multidisciplinary team approach to this. I work closely with cardiologists, with nurses, and with other pulmonologists to try and treat this condition. So if they get in touch with me through University of Miami, if they need my help, I'll be very happy to help them.
So they can just go to uhealth.com and look you up, and there you go.
There you go.
Wow, this has really been terrific. You know, this silent killer stuff, I've seen it in action in my own household. If you don't recognize the signs, there's big problems ahead. I want to thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on the show. Doctor, I'm going to give it one more shot. Dr. Shirin Shafazand.
Very good, and thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you to UHealth for bringing you to our show. We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk about the background on my comments in the Wall Street Journal that were published this Wednesday. Stick with us. We'll be back after this. D, take it away. Oh, I'm going to start in before we get to the danger zone. I don't want to get to the danger zone. I just wanted the vibe. And I'm going to tell all my friends that are in traffic out there to be careful, especially my buddy Mike Fay, who gave me such a great first segment. If you want to hear my segment with Mike Fay on commercial real estate, wait until it'll be up on the website probably Friday night or Saturday. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, and I got a bunch of Infinities, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar, or even if you get one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, I want to tell everybody about an event I went to the other day. It was a live book reading by Lauren Book for her new book, Lauren's Kingdom. Get it if you have kids. You need this book if there's children in your life. You go to laurenskids.org and you order the book. It, in very nice children's language, will help you and your family address the issue of child sexual abuse. It's a problem. And 95% of child sexual abuse could be cured by simple education. And we need you to join us on Lauren's walk across the state of Florida, which begins real soon. Again, go to laurensbook.org, join us with the book, join us in helping kids, and join me next Friday at lunchtime when Lauren and I walk around the Miami Arena with the Miami Heat. So be there next week, Friday, lunchtime, the AAA. I'll see you. Be there. Aloha.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. It is the final segment, and we're going to talk about Northwest Dade in general and the new shopping center proposed by the 555 Corporation that they're planning to build out there. Millions of square feet of, I'll call it, entertainment and experiential retail. It's not really something we have down here, so I really don't think it's going to directly compete with anybody. I think that there's certainly room in our marketplace for that shopping center because for years, and this is what my quote in the Miami, in the Wall Street Journal was, for years, South Florida was under-retailed. Only now are we getting to the point where there's enough retail choices here in South Florida. And as you heard Mike Fay say earlier on the show, we're going to start living in what he called donuts, what I call urban cores and centers. And you'll want to have it vertically integrated, live, work, and play there. But when you leave that core, you're going to want a destination. And I think this mall is going to be one of the destinations that everybody's going to want to go to once. And when tourists come to town, they'll get on a bus, they'll go to the Aventura Mall, they'll go to this mall, they'll go to Sawgrass. It's going to be terrific. You know, everybody says that all it's going to do is bring low-paying jobs. I focus on the word jobs. Listen, not everybody got a PhD in nuclear physics or law or accounting. And oh, by the way, the people with degrees in law and accounting, they're going to get business out of this. You bring 26,000 jobs to a community, it has what you call the economic multiplier effect. People will make bank deposits. They'll buy things. They'll make investments. They'll send their kids to private school. They'll send them to public school. They'll pay taxes. It is a boom. And yeah, this is one of the last green spots in our trade area. Well, look, if it's planned and it's permitted and it can get through all the governmental approvals, and believe me, it's going to take a lot to do that, then heck, this is America. You build it. The people will come. And is there retailer demand? They wouldn't be planning this unless they had already talked to the retailers and knew that they could get enough retail tenants to capitalize the transaction. And What it's also going to do is it's going to be good for hotels. It's going to extend the stay of visitors, maybe by a half a day, but still it'll create more overnight visitation. And it's not the same goods and services that you see at Aventura and Sawgrass. It's going to be different. And so that's the background on what I talked to the Wall Street Journal reporter about. It's the whole story. It's my whole perspective. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great deal for all of us in South Florida. Now I want to talk a little bit more about what I saw when I went to Lauren's Kingdom, when I saw Lauren do her book reading at Books and Books. You know, I gas it up. I talk a lot. I talk really hard and really fast. But let me tell you what it's all really about. It's all really about kindness, sharing, goodness, positive energy. That's why Kind Snacks is a sponsor of the show. They know the type of people that we are that listen to the show, that participate in the show. I'm telling you, get this book. Get this information to young people. I'm going to say it until I turn blue in the face. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. I saw the beautiful young children that were sitting in the front row, bright-eyed, excited, participating and interacting with Lauren. It was wonderful. I hope that every child, and I'm going to say it this way, in the world, gets that kind of interface and that kind of feedback and that kind of true love and positive energy because they deserve it. Unfortunately, there's people that are unscrupulous out there that have their eye out for your child or your friend's child, and you better be careful. Look for the signs. If somebody is what we call, I'll call it cultivating, grooming is what they call it. If somebody's favoring your child, taking them home after sporting events when the other kids bike home, taking them out after school for dinner, having them over at their house, paying special attention if they work for you. For crying out loud, it was Lauren's maid, their trusted in-house employee, that abused her, this poor woman. And she's a wonderful, beautiful person. Gosh, I hope she runs for president. I think she'd be the best. She's got a little time to season, but that's my vote for president in 2024. You got it. Write that down. It's on the record. So, people, you got to protect your kids. I buy this time, just like the guy says at the beginning of the show. And it's important to me to get this message out to you. Our community needs more kindness. Heck, if you're on the road, you just saw that. So please get your kids to laurenskids.org. Order the book. It's on Amazon. It's on all of them. In fact, they crashed the servers the other day with people ordering it. It's going to be in the schools. It's going to be part of our public education curriculum. It's something everybody needs. Look for the signs. Tell your child if they feel funny in the tummy to go to their safe friend and ask for help. You couldn't provide a better service to our community. Our future is our children, and we need you to be strong with them. Go to laurenskids.org, get the book, join myself, my wife, Lauren Book, and the Miami Heat on the walk. We'll be at the AAA about lunchtime on Friday. It's my Facebook photo. It's what I use on Twitter. You got to do this. This is our future. The kids are beautiful. Don't let somebody spoil them. Oh, gosh. Did I get that out, Dee? Did I get what I needed to get out? God bless you, Dee. I know you got a kid. I know you protect him. Every parent wants their kid to be protected, and we can't be there all the time, so you protect them with education about what to look for and what to do. Darn, I want to thank Lauren's Kids for being a part of our show for so long. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, I write a column. The people are great. The CCIMs, they're terrific. And Kind Snacks, you see why we have Kind Snacks on the show. Today we had our special guest on about U-Health. We talked about hypertension. Hypertension is the silent killer. I know a number of people that have kidney disease that need transplants and dialysis because they have high blood pressure. Go to the doctor. Get checked. If you're feeling funny, make sure you get checked. We all have health care now. Go out and use it because nothing is a bigger drag on our community, other than those sexual predators, than somebody who's not taking advantage of staying healthy. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. Kind Snacks is teaming up with them on the golf tournament we just talked about. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins. Social Media 305, they helped me get social. I want to thank the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, but I want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. So please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. You'll see my Wall Street Journal ad article there. How many times can I pump that up? My God, I'm a PR pig. Join our community. Give us comments and feedback. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Fried. Tweet at the show, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. It's starting to look pretty good. I'm on LinkedIn, too. YouTube, our website, gets thousands of hits. Go there if you missed any of the show. www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday, 6 to 7. It's going to be a great show because I love doing this. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't